Well, as far as I know, I'm okay.
Thanks for speaking with me today. Can you just tell me a little bit about the mission in 1942? Tell me your experience.
Well, in 1942, I was a member of the 34th Squadron and the 17th Bomb Group, which had a B-25 airplane. We were originally in Pendleton, Oregon, and got transferred to Columbia, South Carolina. While at Columbia, the word was put out that they were looking for crews to go on a special mission. It just happened that the individual that upgraded me to a first pilot in a B-25 wanted to go, and we talked about it, and so we ended up crewing up together. We completed the training successfully, and a little while later, we were sent to Alameda, California, where we, along with our airplanes, were put aboard USS Hornet. We set sail on the 2nd of April in the Pacific area. We all knew we were going to take off from a carrier, and thought that in doing so, we were going to end up on an island someplace in the Pacific and fight the war. As it turned out, the mission people had other ideas, and we ended up with the task of bombing Tokyo. We were able to do that luckily, and to do what the mission was designed for, and we ended up in China. And after a while in China, some of us got to come home, and some of us didn't. I was one of them that didn't, and ended up flying in a hump until June of 1943.
So you were in China over a year?
Yeah, China and India.
What were conditions like there?
Oh, they were like any campsite that the military sets up as they move along on working toward their objective.
What was it like to fly a B-25?
Well, as a young pilot, it was, I guess you'd call it the hot rod of the day.
Tell me what happened just after the mission. You ran out of gas, and so many of the other planes experienced that as well.
That's right, because number one, the weather was very bad, and we had no way of finding, and it was at night, and we had no way of finding a place to land, because the fog, rain, and everything was right down to the ground. But the fact that it was there wasn't all bad. It created a tailwind for us that causes wind to blow from east to west. And this is what helped us with a big boost to make it to China. Otherwise, we would have probably ended up in the water.
And some of your fellow soldiers did.
Yes.
What was it like bailing from the plane at night, not knowing where you were going to land?
For me, that was the scariest time of the whole mission. It was standing at 9,000 feet in an airplane that you knew we were going to run out of gas, and you were going to have to bail out through that little black hole into some place that you'd never been and had never planned on being.
But you landed safely. Tell me about that.
Well, our whole crew landed safely. We lucked out and had no injuries.
How did this experience change you from the young pilot that you were and after the mission?
Well, I don't know that it changed me. It brought to surface a lot of things I'd never thought about. But any war mission does that. depending upon what the mission is.
Was there anything specific that you thought about this mission? What kind of questions did it raise for you?
The biggest question is World War II, or I, in 1918, was supposed to be the mission that after which there would be no wars. And it caused me to think since that time, we haven't learned anything.
Let me ask you about the reunions. How has that been for you to attend these reunions over the last 70 years?
The reunion has been very interesting and enjoyable, and a big morale booster to the ones that could attend. And I'm all for it.
What do you want people to remember about what happened in 1942 and the Doolittle Raider mission?
Well, I'd like for people to remember that that time the United States and its allies were in grave danger because the Japanese and their active things that they took, like the Philippines and the other islands in the South Pacific, that they had visions of going into Hawaii and India and Australia. And whatever the progress they could make, the big objective was to make sure that we would have to fight any kind of a war with them from the West Coast, which would have been extremely difficult.
Any final comments about the reunion coming up or looking back on the mission this many years later?
Well, I think it's an appropriate time to close the book.
Lieutenant Colonel Richard Cole, I want to thank you for your time and for your service to the country.
Well, thank you, and thank you for yours if you served.
I didn't, but my brother and my father did.
Thank you.